You know that you're a generational chain breaker. You're ready to liberate yourself from past limitations and perspectives to manifest and quantum leap into your highest potential on your highest timeline. But sometimes you need a little support on your journey. If you're ready to live an abundant life, grounded and secure in your body and in the real world, join us here to expand your perspective and learn new tools. I'm your host, Becky Royts, a Reiki master, author, healing hairstylist, and life coach, and this is the Everyday Healing Podcast. Okay, so I took myself on a plant medicine journey, and of course, I am going to share all of the details with you guys here first, and all of the dirty details, not just the filtered social media version. So here we fucking go. I hope you're ready. So usually plant medicine for me consists of cacao, which is sacred, but it's fermented chocolate, not a hallucinogen. It is literally just fermented chocolate, and it is a beautiful, beautiful grounding, heart-opening tool to use in ceremony. However, in this portal energy, I really, really, really felt called to pair this with a 300 milligram microdose of mushrooms. So, and for those of you who don't know, I am an absolute baby when it comes to drugs. I am super sensitive to THC. I am not someone who does drugs on a regular basis or is like well practiced in them. So I've microdosed mushrooms, I think maybe like twice before, and that is it. So the fact that this came in was almost like a little bit jarring for me, but at the same time, it was a very intuitive knowing, and I was like, okay, cool, this is what I'm going to do. And when I learned cacao, I also learned that when you pair another type of plant medicine with cacao, cacao helps ground that medicine and deepens the journey. So I was like, okay, cool, this is going to be beautiful, it's going to be potent, it's going to be powerful. I'm here for it. My husband's away for a bachelor party for the weekend. Let's do this. So I had a really high protein breakfast and drank lots of water, made sure I was nice and hydrated in the morning. And I didn't drink any caffeine at all because I didn't want anything to interfere with the journey. So at about 12:40-ish, I think, I decided I was going to do my cacao ceremony. And I took the microdose of mushrooms and I still had like one or two sips left of my cacao. Obviously, I set my intention to go within, to turn inward, and to access whatever clarity or information it was that I needed for my greatest and highest good. And I set this intention. I literally had a couple sips of cacao, and all of a sudden, this ancient Egyptian Reiki master symbol literally just like flooded into my field, and I was like, what the heck? Okay, so I wasn't even done drinking my cacao. I went down, pulled out my Reiki Master's book to find this symbol. And I just had this knowing that I was being initiated with this symbol to connect with my ancient Egyptian guides or lineage, I guess. So I was like, okay, cool, let's do this. And I'm kind of laughing to myself because I'm like, I haven't even taken the mushrooms yet. Like, this is wild. So I did some self-Reiki. I initiated myself with this symbol and I just opened myself up to receive. And then I took the mushrooms, finished my cacao, and decided that I was going to shower because I knew that it would also take some time for the medicine to really land in my body. I moved a little bit outside before I came in, decided that I was going to take a shower because my hair was dirty and I just wanted it to be clean and wanted to give the medicine time to settle into my body. Because I also am a real human living a real life, I was like, this is the time that this is going to fit in. So now this is where I'm going to overshare with you a little bit, but I told you I was going to give you all the details. So I get into the shower and my intuition is like, pleasure. And I'm like, okay. And so I pleasure myself in the shower and literally know that this is also a part of the initiation. And I'm like, okay, I'm like in the water element and I am also receiving this healing energy and this abundance energy through the activation of pleasure. Super cool. Okay, I'm here for it. So I get out of the shower, go back outside. By the time I get back outside, I am just exhausted. The medicine hit and my eyes are like barely open. And I go to sit down, I'm holding my card deck, like my oracle cards, to my chest, and I want so badly to set my intention to pull an oracle card, and all I can receive is rest. Put the cards down, rest. So I literally just laid down on the couch outside and just allowed myself to be still. And I let go of my attachment to wanting an intuitive download, to getting answers, to getting clarity, and knowing that all I really needed in that moment was to rest. And I knew that that was what I needed. I had pulled a rest card a few days prior and was like, yeah, I'm resting, and just kind of carried on. And I laid there for at least half an hour. I didn't sleep. I just laid in stillness with my eyes closed. Sometimes I'd kind of like open them up and just stare at the trees, but I just allowed my body to fully rest, to not search for things, to not overthink. I just rested. And I am telling you this part because I know that it can be really hard when we set an intention to do a ritual or a ceremony or a journey to not be attached to the outcome of receiving something cool or to having a big aha moment or a big epiphany. Sometimes we really just need to surrender to what it is that we truly freaking need. After I rested, I got up mainly to get water. I knew I needed more water. I drank some water and I was like, oh, okay, I'm awake again. It's all good. And I was able to pull a couple cards. And of course, the first card that I pulled was 888. And I'm laughing to myself because I'm like, of course, like the Lionsgate portal is like the eights. And of course, that's what I'm going to pull. And the first card that I pulled was Rare Success. And it was the card reminder of sometimes the need for immediate results has to be sacrificed to the timing needed for the success of the greater purpose or the bigger picture, which is essentially trusting in the divine timing. And the second card that I pulled was 444, and it was the Power card. And it was the reminder that if you serve love, all other needs will always be met. And it's the deep reminder that the inner strength to overcome any obstacle is always within me, is always within you, is always within us. That our spiritual success is inevitable, and it's only a matter of time before you see and actually feel it in your world. And at this point, I was like, okay, this is beautiful. I am so grateful just even for taking this time of intentionality, because I think that the biggest mistakes that we make on our journey is that we get so caught up in everyday life and in thinking that we need to outsource our power and our success. And I'm giggling because of the cards that I pulled, that we forget to just take the time to turn inward and access all of the friggin' wisdom that we have available to us. So when I closed this down, I connected back with that Egyptian Reiki symbol, and I really just allowed it to open my heart that much deeper. It helps open the heart and the third eye and reconnect to the soul. And it really just felt like this whole exercise or this whole journey that I did was really like a mini soul retrieval of just kind of calling all of my energy, all of my power back into my being right now. And I'm sharing all of this with you, A, so that you also have the takeaways, B, so that you know what it actually looks like when I do like a full-on ritual, and C, to remind you that just like you, I am also a human, and I do not live my life in constant ceremony and constant rituals. I live like a regular, everyday person. I get up and I eat breakfast in the morning. I have a coffee in the morning. I get myself ready. I go to work. I live my purpose, which I am so fucking grateful to do, and which I feel like this ceremony really just helped me anchor into. And for those of you who are in here, you fucking know that those cards are literally what I am currently so hyper focused on. I am focused on pure embodiment of my gifts and my power and sharing that with the world and trusting that that is finding and meeting everyone who is meant to be in my world and seeing that play out in real time and seeing that ripple effect grow and grow and grow. And I'm so excited to take you on that journey with me and have you be a part of it, because you know that ripple effect continues to spread out. My ripple effect affects others, and that ripple effect of that they take on then ripples out to affect others, just like the work that you're doing ripples out and ripples out further through the people that you're into contact with, and on and on and on. But to kind of wrap us up here a little bit, because I've been rambling on for over 10 minutes, I do just want to read you my final little journal note takeaway, which, yes, is very personal, but I'm also very open to sharing it with you. So this was my closing. My soul knows I'm made of magic. My soul knows I'm here for rare success and to serve through love and hone in on my power. Today was a loving reminder. An intentional time of devotion to myself, time to turn inward, time alone and in stillness. Every one of us has access to all magic, to all lineages, to all initiations and attunements. We just have to learn to trust ourselves enough to tune in. So that was my little journal note. And I just want to remind you, and I want you to, at the very least, take that away from this voice note, that you have access to all of the magic. And the more you can do the work, the more you can tune into that self-trust, the stronger that connection is going to feel. You're going to have moments where you're like, oh, I am getting initiated into this right now, and it's just going to happen. I've had this happen with a lot of different Reiki lineages, and people ask me, like, where did that come from? And I'm like, oh, my intuition sent me to this book, and I, like, the page number dropped in, and there was this Reiki initiation in it, as an example. And the same thing today, like, that Reiki symbol just dropped down into my awareness, and I was like, oh, I actually think that I have that somewhere. I'm going to initiate myself with this symbol in the way that my intuition leads me to do so. It's not something that I scrambled on YouTube to find or scoured the internet for someone who can initiate me into it. I just trusted my intuitive knowing that however I was going to do it was exactly how it needs to be done. And the more work you can do on trusting that intuitive pull, the stronger that is going to get. And I bet you it's already happening, whether it's small or loud and you're just afraid to hone in on it. But just allow yourself the time to turn inward and to trust. And you don't have to make it an elaborate ceremony. I was just gifted with a day all to myself today that I had the time and the space to do that. But it can look like small miniature moments over your morning cup of coffee or with your breakfast or before you fully fall asleep when your head is on the pillow at night. It doesn't have to be elaborate, but just make sure that you're allowing yourself the time and the space to be intentional with your intuition, with your connection to source, to the universe, to all of the magic that exists and is a part of you, that you do have the capacity and the capability to remember. Okay, I'm officially done sharing. So much love to you. Thanks for listening. If you made it.